Hello, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start the show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What do you have, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we're back. Now, before we get started, Tanner, you were playing with some buttons there. What were you up to?
There's a buzz.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to figure out where it's coming from.
Okay. The other thing that messed me up is usually you sit over there.
Yeah.
And so I was looking over there to get the cue to, like, you know, start.
Yeah.
And then I, like, caught it out of the, like, this side to be like, oh, man, I'm supposed to start. So if you saw a pause at home, that's because me and Tanner obviously are on a new set and we don't know how the cues are working with ourselves yet.
We're still learning.
Still learning. So on that note, big shout out to Noral Toyota, Keith Fat Nimmer, and all the boys and girls there for being our title sponsor. We do appreciate your support. On with the show. Now, as you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So on that note, please reintroduce yourself to the people at home.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lindsay Ritsina. I currently live here in Fort McMurray. I'm originally from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and I am a heavy equipment operator at Fort McKay, and my side hustle is I'm a DJ.
Okay.
A DJ named Sassafras.
There we go. So let's start off with the DJing, because this is not going to air before your show, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But you have a show coming up.
Yeah, one of them. So I guess, well, tomorrow I'll be playing at Patty's. It's just going to be a regular Saturday night dance party. And then following that, I am doing a Twisted Circus performance. My husband and I will be DJing for that party. And then after that, we've got another party planned. It's kind of a kickoff to summer, end of school party at Patty's as well. So that'll be June 24th at Patty's.
So when is this Twisted Circus? What's that? Where is it? What's
so,
Twisted Circus?
So
is that Dennis Nieffen's thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Yes, yes.
Embarrassed. Please explain to everybody
okay.
at home.
It's okay. Yeah. So Brand Connect is putting on a Twisted Circus party. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a mashup of a burlesque slash cabaret masquerade party.
Right.
Yes.
And when's this going down? What date?
That one is April 29th.
Okay.
Yeah, April 29th, and it's going to be happening at the old trampoline park in town.
I don't know where that is because I never went, but okay, it's downtown somewhere.
It's downtown. It's over near where Town Hall was across.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Behind there or
oh, yeah.
I guess in front, depending on how you look
okay.
at it. Yeah. So the old trampoline park, it's since been kind of cleared out.
Right.
And
right.
he's renting the space.
Okay,
so
very cool.
It is going to be amazing.
So what type of music would you be DJing at a party like that?
Well, my husband and I are going to, we're going to battle together. So it'll be a little bit of myself, a little bit of him.
Okay.
And then we're going to kind of play together. And when we play together, we like to go by, we kind of call ourselves like couples counseling.
Okay.
Because it's good couples counseling when you're playing together. You
okay.
know, it's good therapy.
Are you guys going to be playing on the same deck?
Yeah, same deck. So same deck, different computers.
Okay.
And, you know, we both are kind of getting our music together for it. And then we have time before that to kind of, you know, see if it's going to mesh well and collaborate and
right.
make sure everything goes. But any show we ever do, we have like a set in mind. But then when you get out there, of course, you're going to be throwing in songs that
right.
you can tell like work well together, or you always kind of think on the spot, or just whatever the audience wants as well. So,
right.
But it's
right.
going to be mashups of old music with new stuff. And then, of course, like a lot of newer music.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be throwing in some bangers and
okay.
just kind of getting the party going. But
all right.
There's also a brass band. So a brass band is actually going to be opening
like
for us. I think it's a 5-piece. I'm not entirely sure because I'm,
okay.
you know, didn't book it. But
yeah, okay.
Yeah, but there's going to be a brass band opening. There's going to be a company of people, performers coming up from Edmonton mm-hmm. who are in that kind of cabaret style of performing where they do the silks and hoops
okay.
and
okay.
all that kind of circus-esque, you know, stuff.
Right.
So they're going to be performing early on in the night, and then there's going to be a brass band, and then we're going to follow and end the night with just, like, dance music that will hopefully, you know, get everybody on the dance floor. So.
Right on. Very cool. Okay, so now tomorrow when you're playing at Patty's, what type of music do you think you'll be playing?
Tomorrow, again, it's just going to be a mix-up of dance music, old music from the early 2000s with some music, you know, that's, I guess, popular right now.
Right.
And just what, I don't know. I have music in mind, and I have all these sets, you know, that I think I'm going to play. And then when I get out there, I just have to read the crowd and know what everybody's enjoying and then kind of go off their energy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But definitely in this town, everybody loves that, like, early 2000s mix.
And, okay. You know, there you go.
Stuff like that.
Well, me and Tanner, we're talking about rap music today.
Oh, yeah.
And how when it was coming out, for me, it was brand new.
Rap music? Brand new to you?
Yeah. Like, really? Certain bands. Like, I remember when Snoop dropped his first album. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was there. Like,
yeah.
It was a tangible, real life thing. Or we were talking about when I heard Feel Me Flow by Naughty by Nature, how my friend Josh Fury came over with his Sony Walkman.
Yeah.
And he had, like, the headphone adapter that split. And he's just like, you won't believe what I just stole from my brother. You need to listen to this.
On a Walkman?
On a Walkman. And just being like,
I had the cassette, so.
Just our minds blown.
Yeah.
And, but now rap is so mainstream that, like, but then me and Tanner, what was the event we went to called?
The rave?
Yeah.
That we, there was no name. The headliner was Flatland Funk.
But who is the?
No. I love him. He's from Saskatoon.
Yeah, but who is the guy that I met?
Oh, Hunty.
Hunty.
Okay.
Dude. This
Shout out Hunty. Hunty claps ass on all social medias.
There we go.
Yeah. Like, well, shout out Flatland Funk because he's from my hometown, Saskatchewan. Okay. So,
this guy dropped a beat, and how he constructed it, I haven't heard. And I got excited about it because it was just like when I started hearing bass for the first time on some of these rap songs, you just never heard bass like that before.
Yeah.
So we went, and Tanner introduced me to the guy. Very cool young guy. Like, very young.
Is he Canadian?
Yeah, he's from Edmonton.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hunty.
Hunty, Zolly, Extra Sensory opened for Flatland Funk at Jasper on Station in Edmonton on Friday.
Nice. Yeah.
So. It was a good show.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic.
I'm going to have to check him out then.
Yeah. Yeah. Hunty.
Yeah.
Hunty, big shout out. You got to tell him to watch this show.
Oh, he said 100%.
His name a bunch of times. Yeah, but he is. All the artists that performed really good. But the headliner was very good. But him, for me personally, he had the best set of the evening.
Memorable.
So, yeah. But like that kind of music, well, me and Tanner, it's Tanner's dream child, not mine. We are trying to put together a concert, a.k.a. a rave in Fort McMurray. So we're working through some ideas and some concepts. But I think people in Fort McMurray would be into that type of music. It's not the norm because, like you said, early 2000s, that's what hits here, but
it's been done in Fort Mac.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I first moved here, another good friend of mine, Chad Rice, he threw a rave here in town.
Where at?
Yeah. At the, it was like now Center Fireplace, but it was
Pulse
at Kasman
Festival.
Yeah. Yeah, Pulse. Yeah. He did Pulse.
And that Flatland played there,
and
too.
And Flatland was the headliner.
Were you at this event?
Yeah, we were all
there. That's where, like, pretty much we met.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So roughly how many people showed up to that event?
The first one, probably, like, 300-400, but then, like, the second year, probably, like, 75-100.
Oh.
It wasn't very many.
And in that venue, that is, like, that's the thing. Like, you need, like, we went.
High liability.
And you, like, for something that's new, start off a little bit smaller.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, like, because 75 people, that's a lot of people in the right type of venue.
Yes, yeah.
Like, if I was doing public speaking, and I was like, yeah, I'm doing public speaking, and 75 people locally showed up, I'd be like, great turnout.
I've had house parties with 75 people in my house.
See, that's the, like, you need, and that's what me and Tanner were talking about. We're not saying we need somebody to volunteer their home, but, maybe, but that would be, like, an appropriate size, or, like, a bar, and this one is a little bit too small, but, like, it used to be called Jaguar Lounge. What's it called now? OTs, or?
Changeover.
In Dickensfield, have you ever been to?
Oh, yeah, Shortchange.
Shortchange. There we go.
Yeah.
Like, that is a little bit too small.
Could be, yes.
But
yes,
if you started off,
there's a few venues. Like, we had talked about doing a party down in Live, like back when, right?
Oh, in the bottom of the keg.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great venue area. The sound is nice in there. It's small enough. Like if you get, you know, 100, 150,
yeah,
that kind of number, and with the your equipment and stuff, that's like an intimate setting.
That's right.
Plus they have everything there.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure what's happened with that space because the flood, obviously the flood kind of messed up a lot of businesses and basements sort of areas.
Yeah,
so
they might have had flood, like knock the sewage back up.
Yeah, lots of pipes kind of, you know, piping problems and things like that. So it really messed up the equipment.
Yeah,
but back when, Troy was running it. Troy was there. We had talked to him about renting out the space and doing like our own little kind of rave party in there.
Right.
Yeah, and then the flood happened. So, not entirely sure what it's like now.
Yeah,
there are some venues around town that I've looked into renting to do like some sort of intimate party with like 100, 150 people.
Right.
The only thing too is that sound, like noise restrictions,
are
11 p.m. for quite a few. So depends what you're looking for and where you're gonna go. But
yeah,
there's a few other ones that are slightly outside of Fort McMurray that you could rent and do like kind of a weekend thing. So
that's like
that would be fun.
That would be fun, but you'd have to like that's a lot of coordination.
Could be, but it just if you get the right people, and, you know, to come out there. And
my thing is especially like. Tanner's only introduced me. When Tanner first said, "Hey man, you need to go to a rave with me," I was just like, "I don't know, bro." Like I'm older, and like I've always wanted to go.
Yeah,
but like they're so hard to get to, like Edmonton or Calgary, like, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, we're gonna have to make like a thing out of this.
Yes.
So then he took me to one, and then I was just like, "Oh yeah, this is a thing. We're going to more of these."
Oh yeah.
And but they're now you got to go like the closest you can go is Edmonton.
I know.
And then Edmonton doesn't even have that many, so then you got to go to Calgary, which has more often.
No, Edmonton has more than Calgary. Yeah. Edmonton has way more than Calgary.
Edmonton has more than Calgary, but Edmonton shows are usually smaller, more intimate. So you get, like, very often
Edmonton's
you get bar shows and things like that. But, like, the bigger, like, to fill out, like, a union or a palace,
right?
Especially for, like, the music that we listen to, is Calgary puts on consistently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then the thing me and Tanner are kicking around is a festival for this summer.
Ooh.
Or three.
Yeah, he's throwing down. There's no way I'm going to three. But
we're trying to meet in the middle of two.
Yeah. Right on. Which ones are you thinking of going to?
You got to give the names.
So Bombfest, Shambhala, Ever After, and Chasing Summer, the four
sure.
Yeah.
So
those are musts. If you haven't been, you got
to
go.
I've never been. I've never been to any type of festival.
Yeah, well, then you got to pull the pin and just do it.
The one that I think, there's two that in my head are the ones that I would probably pick. The one is at, what's the one at the end of the month in Vancouver?
In Vancouver?
In BC.
In BC, Shambhala.
Right.
And that's the end of July.
And then what's the other one, when I say in the summer, end of that month? And then at the one in Toronto, what's that one called?
That's Ever After.
So those are the two that I'm looking at to be like, based on the music, based on the vibe, I'm like, okay, those two are the two top ones. Now, if the dates work out, we'll see. It's yet to be seen.
Shambhala is like amazing. It's amazing vibe. Plus, anyone of any age can go.
Right.
And it has so many different artists. So you could just walk the festival.
That's right.
Find your vibe. Find, you know, your people.
Yeah.
And then just hang out. Like,
what Tanner, we were talking about that. All right. Tanner just hit me with, because this is a random show, so we'll just jump right into it.
Oh.
Tanner just hit me with the fact that he's ready for the Mac City Minute. But before we get started, big shout out to MIB, the moving company here in town.
Oh, yeah.
They helped us move into this office. True professionals. We love them. So big shout out to MIB. Thank you for sponsoring the Mac City Minute and moving all our stuff to the new location. Tanner, hit her with the Mac City Minute.
All righty. Question number one. Oh, what is your favorite song to play at a show?
Right now, it's going to be Martin Hoger, I Believe in Me.
Question number two. What is your dream venue that you would like to play?
That's a hard one. Probably Shambhala. I don't know if it'll ever make it that far, but that would be a venue that would be fun to play at.
Question number four. Jeez. What is one artist people would be shocked to find out you listen to?
An artist shocked that I listen to? Oh, boy. I don't know. That's a hard one. I'm kind of all over with my artist selection, so above and beyond. Because I listen to a lot of hard music, but it's
above and beyond. You got Tanner
or Odessa. I love Odessa, and I love
they're like lighthouse music.
Oh, okay. Yeah, lighthouse tech, but very not quite trancey, but
okay.
Yeah.
Question number four for real. What is one song that inspired you to make music?
Oh man, that's
hit him with the
so many, right?
Man.
I don't make music, like I don't produce music, so, yeah. But I guess just to kind of like play music, I don't know, it would have started when I was really, really young, can I say a DJ instead?
An artist
would have been Chris Shepherd. I mean, listening to Chris Shepherd, I think we talked about that last interview, that was my big inspiration that he's on the radio, and I was like, wow, like I just want to play music for everybody, and I just like watching everyone have a good time. So, yeah, big inspiration to me.
And your final question, what is your favorite show that you've ever gotten to play?
To date? Oh, wow. I guess, okay, so there's a lot, but the latest one would have been at Patty's, only because I'm playing all the music that had huge, I guess, moments in my life. So playing that late 90s early 2000s party in February that I did at Patty's, I kid you not, when the crowd started singing the songs and everybody knows words, and it's been so long since we've been able to like be together because of COVID and stuff, I like my heart was so full that I had tears in my eyes, and I almost missed my cue points because I was so excited about the energy in the house.
Yeah,
and even there was songs that I played that maybe, you know, you think like know, but I just want to play it because it's a good song, but everybody knows it, and then you're just, you get filled with that joy.
Okay,
so that one really was, yeah, that show at Patty's in February for me was my best performance yet. So yeah,
and those have been your five questions.
There you go.
Those were hard.
Yeah, so listen, yeah. Tanner, this is me and Tanner segment for a second here. Are you fumbling as much as I am right now with this new space?
100%, yeah.
It's messing me up.
Yeah.
And in a good way. I like it. It's like, it's a little bit more challenging.
Reminiscent of day one.
That's right. You know what I like about this new spot? So you know what the old studio looked like, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so Tanner was always in that corner. So
yeah, and a little bit of ways away.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah. I think the guest could more see what he was up to. I could never see what Tanner was doing in the background. Like, I'd literally have to, like, go like that, and it'd be distracting to the guest. So now Tanner is there,
right.
And so I'm seeing all of the shenanigans that he gets up to, and it's awesome to see it, but I'm just like, wow, this guy is a multitasker.
Right.
You finally realized how lazy of an employee you hired, eh?
Well, no, the exact opposite. I'm just like, how is this kid doing all of this? I'm not going to give away to people at home what's happening behind the scenes, but the fact that he's producing this show in live time, coming up with those questions in live time, and doing all of the randomness that he's doing in live time is actually awe-inspiring, I'm going to say.
Laziness is just another word for efficient.
There you go. I love it. I love it. Okay, so Tanner hit the watch a few minutes ago. That means we're out of time right now.
Wow,
so,
that goes quick.
It does, but before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So we have the mics, the camera, and the lights. Have fun.
All right, people. Well, there's still tickets available to Twisted Circus coming April 29th. Again, it'll be at the Old Trampoline Park. Get your tickets on Brand Connect through Facebook. If not, follow me on Instagram. My name's DJ Sassafras. And also, if you're a musician as well or a performer, if you want to promote your band and music, you can go on to barsandbands.com. This is my friend's business, and he can help promote your band or yourself. And I guess that's it. And a shout out to, I guess, my husband and everybody else and all the support that I've had in Fort McMurray. Thank you so much, and I love you all. Peace, love, and keep it going.
There we go. So now, Tanner, because we're new here, what camera am I looking at for the outro?
I got bad news. Yeah. You got no camera to look at for the outro.
They're all dead?
No, hers isn't.
Okay, so everybody, you can't see me, so you can see her. But thanks for tuning in to the Mac City Morning Show. We are trying to make it work on the new set. I love it. Big shout out to our sponsors, Noral Toyota and MIB, for the segments today. We really appreciate your help. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for watching. Hopefully everybody having a great day. And I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.